Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen gather around the radio. There's a fungus among us. I will actually explain this time, since I teased far, far ahead. Thank you for sticking around. We appreciate it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 707 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Two citizens of China. You've got Yongying Jian, 33, Zhengyang Lu, 34, were charged with conspiracy to smuggle goods into the U.S., as well as making false statements and visa fraud. Oh, smugglers trying to get stuff into the U.S.
Huh.
Well, that's nothing new. However, wait a second now. They were trying to smuggle in a form of fungus.
Oh.
That is classified as a potential agro-terrorism weapon.
That doesn't sound good.
Dun, dun, dun. No, in fact, it is extremely serious. It talks about the level of the asymmetrical warfare that is indeed well underway and has been by the Communist Chinese Party that controls everything that happens. It was recently they were talking about, well, you know, you don't want to give visas to students that have connections with the CCP. That's a joke. That's like saying, you know, we're not going to give visas to anybody, you know, connected with oxygen.
Right.
No, I'm serious.
No, because
you come from China. Let's just say the CCP. Let's just say some kids not on their radar.
Okay.
Now, they're going to go to school in the U.S.
Right.
They're probably going to be on the radar. They actually leave the country. Mm-hmm. They're going to be on the radar.
Right.
They go to a school like Harvard. They're going to be on the radar if they don't already know about it. And then, even if there's not a quote-unquote connection, the CCP just simply reaches out to them by another spy, and let's call them what they are, by another spy, and say, oh, hey, Zhengjiang, we got a gig for you. Oh, no, I'm not interested. I'm doing research here at the University of Michigan, and no, I got a good gig, man. I don't want to mess it up. Oh, your parents, they still live just outside of Shanghai, right? Yeah. Well, at least they did. I haven't heard from them lately.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you need to do to read between the lines? Come on, man.
Yep.
Come on. This is terrorism. Agri-terrorism is real. You've heard the Ag Commissioner talk about it. And he talked about food security in one of our earliest interviews going back a couple years.
Yeah.
And he talked about how important that was and how you know, national security and agriculture are, you know, very much need to be aligned. We need to secure our ag products. I mean, look, where did COVID come from? It came from a lab in Wuhan, China. Okay, was it a leak? Was it a mistake? Whatever. It came from China. Okay. What about the swine flu, the pig flu, and all that? It came from China.
Mm-hmm.
What happened after that? Oh, the Chinese bought up the largest pork manufacturer in the world.
Yeah.
Here in America. Here in America.
Think not.
Yeah. You've got all these chickens dying, the aviary flu and all that. You know, I believe those origins also are from China. This is real. This is asymmetrical warfare. And we still allowing 300,000 Chinese students to be educated here in our country? That's 300,000 spies.
Whether they want to be or not.
Whether they want to be or not. They could be, you know, fine people.
Yep.
They could even, you know, maybe disagree with how their government operates.
Just not out loud.
Exactly. Or they could get accidentally run over by a tank. Because that's never happened before.
Uh-huh.
So this is a very, very serious thing. The pathogen, and we're just going to call it the pathogen, because if I try to pronounce it, forget about it. It's a type of fungus. It was allegedly brought through Detroit Metro Airport. Let me tell you something. If you get caught bringing in a fungus at that airport that is voted like the worst airport every year for like the last 40 years. Yeah, yeah. Hey, this is fungus. Yeah, there's fungus all around here, pal. But no, this was a different kind of fungus. These folks were named in a criminal complaint that was unsealed Tuesday after their arrest by the FBI. The U.S. attorney says Jian was employed by the University of Michigan and that her boyfriend Liu had attempted to bring the pathogen into the U.S. so that he could conduct research at one of the school's laboratories. Thanks, University of Michigan.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, you mean the one with the former Chinese president?
Mm.
Just asking.
I'm not making that connection, Greg.
I'm not either. I'm
you
just
are.
I'm just asking. I'm just saying.
Well.
Just asking.
According to the complaint, Jian was funded by the Chinese government to work on the pathogen. Mm-hmm.
Why don't they work on it at home in China?
Well, then they would have to try to smuggle it in as a, well, I guess a true bioweapon, which may be even more difficult.
Just tossing that thought out there.
Yeah.
You know, something to think about.
He allegedly lied about bringing the pathogen in before admitting it. Investigators say Liu's iPhone contained an article titled 2018 Plant Pathogen Warfare Under Changing Climate Conditions. Wow. In other words, maybe there's some sort of theory. Like, remember the Wuhan thing? Oh, that started at a wet market. We didn't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was naturally occurring.
Right.
And I remember people saying, backing that up, going, yeah, 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 it was naturally occurring. There are markers if it's been artificially fixed or whatever.
And these were that, experts.
Yeah. So that turned out to be an utter and complete lie, a fabrication. They just ate it up. Americans,
yep.
America's supposedly scientific, just ate it up. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This could never. Oh, no, this wasn't from a lab. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a huge denial thing. There, I bet you there's still some people you question. They'll go, yeah, I think it came from a wet market.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So China is for real. They're out to hurt the U.S. And they want to do it in a way where it won't look like their fingerprints are on it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you develop this fungus and, you know, it gets, you know, put into our ag system in some way. And all of a sudden we get, oh, I don't know, like, let's take citrus. All of a sudden you get a few marks on some leaves and all of a sudden the tree becomes diseased and it can't produce fruit anymore.
Hmm.
How many billions of dollars has that cost us? Billions and billions. So, hey, why not? Death by a thousand cuts. China still won't face off against us militarily, and I mean, maybe, thank God, but they know we still have a slight edge there. It may be even more than slight, but they're closing that gap every day with money we send them.
Wow.
So
we're really slow learners in this country sometimes.
It is time to get serious about it. Yep. Let's put together this microbe, this agro bioweapon, and let's unleash it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poverty and famine, is not good for a civilization.
Not so much.
7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Call now, please. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning and welcome and happy Hump Day Trump Day. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is time now for What's Bugging You? You call in, you air it out, you get it off your chest and hopefully feel better. It is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call now. If you don't get through right away, please try again. We'll try to get you in there. We'll do our best. All right. Evid, good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, it's Evid, E-V-A-D, and it's pronounced Evid. And what's bugging me, Bob, is the SCY logo that used to be on my digital car stereo screen has been disappeared, and it's just a generic screen that doesn't have the WKY nice screen anymore, the HD. Are you guys not HD anymore? What's going on with that?
We'll check into that. Yeah, where'd our logo go?
I don't know. That was on just the HD channels?
Again, I don't know. Hmm. But I know that depending on what kind of feed and which one they're getting, if they're getting the digital one, sometimes that information can be different. I know that to be true, so we'll have to find out.
We will get our crack engineering team all over it. First, we have to give him some crack. Joe, what's bugging you?
What bugs me is two things. One, my county is now using the state fast test as final exams for students, which we were told was never going to happen. The fast tests were not supposed to be for a grade for your class. And the other one is they keep talking about how they want to increase technical programs like nursing and EMS and things like that, but they keep cutting their budgets. So you're talking out of both sides of your mouth on that one.
There you go. Yep. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
The Ukraine drone strike. I find it very interesting. Trump, which I do believe, didn't know anything about it. Neither did SecDef Hegseth. That tells me that somebody in the military is operating outside of congressional and even Secretary of Defense oversight. That's very troubling. I've often wondered, Bob, about all the drones that we saw later in the year under the dying days of the Biden administration, the illegitimate Biden administration, all the drone reports and how then the Department of Defense came out and said, oh, don't worry about it. We know what it is. It's not a big deal. Was that in preparation for this strike?
Wow, Tony. Yeah, I think you nailed one there. Yeah, that very well could be. They were practicing. That would make sense. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the United States is already the biggest debtor nation in the history of Earth, and these legislators in their big bunk bill have the gall to increase the debt ceiling. That's the wrong direction. You need to be cutting the debt ceiling and making the cuts. I can't raise my ceiling on my house every year, and I don't force the credit card company to raise my debt limit every year. We're going in the wrong direction yet again.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why some people are speaking out, and we will definitely get to some of those news stories. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And, Bill, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that the banks do not protect their depositors. My two accounts in two different banks, Wells Fargo and PNC, were hit. And not only that, it got worse because my identity was stolen. I was ripped off for $17,000. And there's no help out there. I'm trying to get in touch with the FBI. You can't call anyone. You don't trust anyone. The numbers, you don't know if they're real. You don't know if you're speaking with the people you're supposed to be speaking with or the fakes. I mean, it's disgusting. My life is basically ruined right now. There are two vape shops on State 200 where there's a Bitcoin boxes that they use as money drops. So I'm going to make people aware, do not use those two boxes. And stay away from it. It is just frustrating. I don't know what to do. I've written to the two senators from Florida, Moody and Scott. I wrote a complaint to the FBI yesterday, so I'm waiting for a response from that. I'm fearful of going on my computer because they've hacked into it. I don't know if I'm able to even look at my bank accounts without being attacked and challenged and money stolen. I mean, my life is in limbo right now. I am approaching my 84th birthday. I'm not a young kid.
Right, right. Bill, first of all, look to the go to local authorities, and because you're a senior, there are departments that will actually work through the state. Crimes against seniors, one of the things that they can do, at the very least, they can help to direct you. One of the other things is, I don't know if you tried to reach out directly to the FDIC and see what help they may provide. I wish I could do more. If we hear more, if people call and give us information, we will definitely share that with you. Hang in there, my friend. It's
frustrating.
You'll get out of this, yep. Okay? There'll be better days ahead. Hang in there, all right? John, good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, why isn't this huge story on Iran rejecting stopping their enrichment of uranium number one in the news? I heard nothing on it. Maybe one little blurb in the middle of the night, and that was it. Seems it's the number one story, meaning war is imminent with these backward savages. What's going on, Chris?
Well, we'll share it with you. Coming up next, Jeff, good morning. What's bugging you?
An opposing point of view to a good idea is a bad idea, and you have to have no soul to say it out loud. God bless America.
God bless you, Jeff. And Mike, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. The general sentiment that Mark had professed there, I'm in total agreeance with. I just don't, you know, I'm not a genius, but man, I will not spend beyond my means, and I never borrow money needlessly. Have a great day.
Yep, you do the same. Appreciate all the input on what's bugging you, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, we're going to talk about that big, beautiful bill. We'll talk about the debt ceiling and all that with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That's coming up at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, ask her about the big, beautiful bill, what's going on here, and why it's Elon Musk is calling it a disgusting abomination. Yeah. What's the reality behind it? Is it the Congressional Budget Office? Maybe they're exaggerating what the negative impacts of a tax cut would be, as they've been wrong about that many times before. But we're going to talk to her. We're going to ask her these questions, and that'll be coming up in a little bit. Very troubling story has come out recently about two citizens of China, one of them doing research for the University of Michigan. She and her boyfriend got busted coming into Detroit Metropolitan Airport because they were trying to smuggle in a fungus. A fungus could that be dangerous. It's classified as a potential agroterrorism weapon. It's already classified.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah. And they were going to use the labs at the University of Michigan to, well, to mess with it. And they admitted that. So they lied about it at first, of course. And then they found an article in her boyfriend's phone titled 2018 Plant Pathogen Warfare Under Changing Climate Conditions. They also uncovered messages between the two conspiring to bring pathogens into the U.S. It's believed he is currently back in China while his girlfriend Jian is stateside and now facing serious charges. Both Jian and Liu's research deals with the fungus received funding to better understand its effects on crops around the world. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound familiar? We got to look at this pathogen. We got to see. We got to be ahead of the curve because, should this thing morph into something else, it could be dangerous. But what they're doing is they're actually creating the dangerous material. Have we learned nothing from Wuhan?
Wow.
I mean, we have. Our government, you know, stopped them. They caught that at least one time. You know, one time. How many got through? How many other things got through?
But what's it tell you if the Chinese are still trying to come in with stuff like this?
Constantly weaponizing things to hurt us. They are definitely engaged in asymmetrical warfare. The idea of death by a thousand cuts, weaken us, take advantage of it. Like, you know, give us a, you know, the pig flu and then buy up all the pig farms.
Uh-huh.
Which they've done. I mean, you can follow it. You can follow all the things that they have done. Oh, and by the way, we already know the Chinese government was behind this. What can we do? I don't know. You don't want World War III, but let's start here. No more Chinese nationals coming into the U.S. to be educated. Because we know every single one of them, no matter how good-hearted they are, can be turned by the CCP. They use leverage like, hate for something bad to happen to your family members. And so you have to do their bidding. It's even written in their own constitution that you have to do this. Now, you don't have to. Bad things happen to your family. There's not too many people that can deal with that kind of pressure. Not too many. So why are we doing that? And then the other thing is yeah, we need to decouple as quickly as possible from China. And I know with President Trump in there, he'll help to push that agenda and try to make it happen faster and faster. But if the midterms, you don't get a Republican majority in there, all bets are off. I mean, there is a lot riding on these midterm elections. If you voted for Trump, you need to show up at the midterms and support Republicans. It's going to be very, very important. And China, we need to stay focused on what a danger they are and stop basically paying for them to increase the size of their military and all the other operations that we unknowingly fund directly or indirectly. We've got to be vigilant. This is serious stuff. This whole thing with the fungus. And how many things haven't we caught? How many things, yeah, we think we could probably trace back to them, possibly. But, you know, we can't make waves or whatever. Then how many are in the pocket of the Chinese? I mean, the Biden-Penn Center was not built, wouldn't have been built without the millions and millions that came in from the Chinese government. Look, you cannot say China or Chinese without also saying the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. They run the show. There's no flying under the radar with them. They know about every student that is in the U.S. being educated. They know what field they're being educated in, and they may or may not reach out to them depending on what their specific needs are at any specific time. But make no mistake about it, every one of them could very quickly be turned into spies, and many of them already have. And anybody who is not taking this seriously is basically selling our country out. Then there's Elon Musk. What's his deal? All of a sudden now he's coming out, the one big beautiful bill. He said it's a pork-filled congressional spending bill, and it's a disgusting abomination. Man, don't you wish you trademarked that, disgusting abomination? Because you're going to hear it a whole bunch. And they're going to use this to try to drive a wedge between Musk and Trump. So far, Trump's not biting. He's still for his bill. He's standing strong on that. Speaker Johnson. What about Rand Paul? President Trump ripped Senator Rand Paul on Tuesday after the senator told Breitbart News he cannot get behind the two-year raise in the debt ceiling in the One Big Beautiful Bill, though he likes other aspects of the bill. Trump got on True Social and said Rand Paul has very little understanding of the BBB, especially the tremendous growth that is coming. He loves voting no on everything. He thinks it's good politics, but it's not. The BBB is a big winner, he wrote. Rand votes no on everything, but never has any practical or constructive ideas. His ideas are actually crazy in losers, he writes in parentheses. The people of Kentucky can't stand him. This is a big growth bill, all in caps. So here's what it really means, I think. This bill is put together in such a way that it will get broad Republican support, and the hopes were that it would get pushed through and get done, and Trump would sign off on it. Raising the debt ceiling and the amount this allegedly will cost is going to be taken care of, and then some, by growth. That's where the president's coming from. He's saying, you know, forget about all this. If we're growing at great percentage points every year, we're going to make up for that and far more. In other words, it's like an investment. But that's difficult to sell because it's still an unknown. You can have all the economic expertise, and he's got a lifetime of it in many cases, but it doesn't mean you're going to be right all the time. But I sometimes get this feeling, it's like, well, wait a second. If he has a pathway, and part of that pathway is, hey, I need some wiggle room to work with here first, okay? Then we'll be in a better position to do the other things that we need to do. That's what I think is what this really means. So I understand that people say anything that raises the debt ceiling, anything that raises the debt or deficit absolutely is wrong. We're headed in the wrong direction. That does make sense. But if you have to get the growth started up and then sustained, you can make up for that investment that is going to cause that initial. If it's short term, can you live with it to make out in the big picture? That's kind of what they're going to be debating, really.
Because everybody has an opinion.
And we're going to get an opinion from Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who will join us at approximately 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, I just found something from the Strokes Make You Smarter file.
What?
That I started. Yeah, Strokes Make You Smarter. Well, it's also known as a John Fetterman file.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to joke about strokes, but now I'm at the age where it's not. That's not funny, Bob.
No,
and you're
not.
Right. It's not.
No, it's not.
But that never stopped me before.
But it did help him.
Yeah. It's 7:51. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yeah, Senator John Fetterman, this guy was a mess. I don't know how he got elected, but. So he had some medical problems, stroke, and he comes out of that really making sense, especially for a Democrat. I'll tell you this. He is the smartest Democrat on Capitol Hill, bar none, right now. I'm not kidding.
And we would have never dreamed we'd say that.
Nope.
It's like when you have a stroke and you wake up speaking a different language. He has just come into this knowledge and conservatism.
And look, and it's not as simple as, well, of course you like him. He's saying things against the Democrat Party. There's a bias there naturally, sure, a little bit. But you see, he's actually making sense. He's basing what he's saying not on how can I hurt my own party or how can I kiss the butt of Republicans. He's just saying what his brain says. Look, this is logical. This is right. One of the comments he made recently said the Democrats did not handle the border appropriately.
Yep.
How could you? Well, it's more complicated than that, really, but...
Well, they're still in denial, though.
Exactly. So. Look, under Biden's pen, whoever was using it, they opened the border wide open. There was no accident. It was well thought out and planned. They had the NGOs on board. They were sending money all over the world, giving out plane tickets and sending people either directly into the U.S. or to Mexico or Mexico City, and then they would cross the border. It was happening to the tune of 300,000 people a month. Okay? 300,000 a month. Senator John Fetterman criticized his own party for failing to handle the border appropriately and said that thousands of illegal aliens allowed in under the Biden administration was unacceptable. This was during a discussion with his counterpart, Senator Dave McCormick, the Republican from the same state, Pennsylvania, at the Senate Project, which was co-hosted by the Edward M. Kennedy Institute and the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation. Fetterman cast support behind Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill and the roughly $150 billion that would go towards securing the United States southern border, focusing on illegal immigration as one of it, one of the parts of the bill anyway. So, yeah, Fetterman is making sense. If you want to make sense, you don't listen to what Democrats say. Listen to what Democrat voters say, what they say. Do you think the Democrat voters, by and large, had a problem with the wide-open border? Yeah, most of them did, not all. There's probably 20% that are hardcore. They're kind of all in. They're part of that really brainwashed crew. Maybe it's even 30%. But after that, it starts to thin out pretty quickly. Where they go, no, that doesn't make sense to me at all. If I had to find something in that big, beautiful bill that I could support, that's a mistake that our party made, and that's the border. And, it basically talks about that. And how can anybody with a modicum of common sense logic disagree? Of course there was a problem. And he gets a headline for that. But have you seen him speak? He's speaking a lot clearer than he was. Mm-hmm. He is putting sentences together. He struggled, of course, after like anybody would, after the stroke and the issues that he's dealt with. But he is really going to continue to be a thorn in their side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's one thing the Democrats will not put up with, and that is a truth teller within their own party. Really. All right. Firefighters Union endorses tax cuts that are in the big, beautiful bill. Yep. The Firefighting Union International Associates of Firefighters, representing over 350,000 members, they've endorsed the tax cuts in Trump's big, beautiful bill, deeming it common sense. Firefighters and emergency medical workers shouldn't be penalized for choosing a career in public service, according to their president, Edward Kelly. He added that the common sense tax proposals from Trump, including the no tax on overtime and an increase on the state and local tax deduction cap, SALT, improve our members' quality of life and allow them to focus on what matters most, keeping their communities safe. So there are people that are finding things in the bill that they like. And then there's Rand Paul, there's Elon Musk, who are not happy with it at all. Let's find out what Congresswoman Kat Kamick thinks about it all. She's going to be joining us on the show in just a few minutes. All right, so don't go anywhere. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcast. If you click on subscribe, you'll never miss a minute of the show. Happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.